The opinions expressed on Too Much Information are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Hey, remember that time when...
Stop! That's way too much information.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to episode 2 of Too Much Information. So I'm your host, Liesl, and...
And I'm your other host, Cho.
And today we're going to be talking about our opinions on music. So basically, last episode, we were just giving an introduction to the podcast, who we are, and then we did an Am I the segment where we talked about the TMU elevator farts. You guys should tune in if you want to know what that is, because we're super mysterious and super cool. And today is actually the first time we're going to be bringing guests onto our podcast. So Yippee. Everyone welcome Odette and Amna. Yippee!
Excited to be here.
So do you guys want to introduce yourselves, starting with Amna?
Hi, I'm Amna. I'm a second year English student with a minor in philosophy. I actually just switched over to fashion. And I love music. I guitar and I sing and I'm trying to learn the drums, but I don't know if that's really going to work. So let's hope Facebook Marketplace comes through. I met Liesl my first year on the first day, first semester. And I think I met Cho a little bit after that as well.
Yeah. Yeah, she saw me and she was like, oh my gosh, she's so cool. I just want to be friends with her so bad.
How did you know? Oh my gosh, she's literally reading my mind. Oh my God. Liesl saw me and she was like, oh my God, this is quirky.
Quirky. Odette, please introduce yourself.
Okay, hi, my name is Odette. I am a second year criminology student at TMU. Let's see, what about me? I sing. I love singing. actually, I'm in a band with Liesl, which is actually pretty exciting. I think we met also kind of like during orientation. I think it was the first day, but I remember we were like, I was doing some kind of like laser tag game or something.
Oh my God, not the laser tag game.
No, literally that laser tag game was
traumatizing.
The lore from that game. But yeah, and then I met her afterwards and I was like, oh my gosh, she's such a cool person. And it's so funny because the first time I met her, like she was like tweaking out over someone or something.
I wonder what that is.
Stop, guys.
Oh, I wonder.
It's like the reoccurring villain of our
of our podcast.
And we just don't.
Oh my God. It's just like ominous presence.
Ominous presence. Oh my God, we should have had the soundboard so we could have pressed like...
Like the first conversation.
Or like the vine boom.
No, like the first conversation we ever had was just like, she was like, oh my God, this guy. And I was like, don't worry, girl. I got you always.
And yeah, then, she offered to beat him up. And that's how I knew that she was a real one.
Mm-hmm. So beautiful.
So yeah, we're best friends. And we honestly got closer towards like end of second year. And Cho is also their friend.
Yes. I know Amna because she was on fourth floor of ILC.
Yeah.
And I was on fifth floor.
Yeah, and Odette.
And I know Odette through Liesl, and she acted in my single cam project.
Yes. Yippies. Actually, that's how we met, I think. Yeah.
One thing we all have in common is that we all really love music. And for this segment, we're going to talk about our interest in music and what our relationship to music is.
Yay.
So for me, I'm not like a songwriter. I don't do music. I'm really stupid when it comes to music theory, but I love listening to music and I feel like it's very soothing. It's very like therapeutic for me, especially when I was in high school. And the first time I listened to Tyler, the Creator's Igor album,
you were going to be free.
I cried. I bawled my eyes out because it was so... Like, I had a crush on a girl at the time, and it was just like, he was singing about me, guys.
You know, I haven't
heard that. That whole album was about me, and it was just about sapphic yearning for me, and I just feel like he gets it. Like, even
though we're all straight.
He gets it. He gets it. Tyler gets it. And he was yearning for a man, too, in that album, and I just love it, so.
Hashtag real yearner.
I feel like, and Frank Ocean, too. Tyler and Frank got me through high school.
Can someone please break Frank's heart again?
Please?
Please?
I need someone to break Frank's heart again so he can release that album, because I really need it. Okay. Moving on to Liesl.
Moving on to me. So, I've also had, like, I've been playing piano since I was 4, basically. So, like, basically, since I've been, like, out of the womb. And in the beginning, like, I liked it. And I always felt like I had a strong relationship with music. I would say music is probably the first passion I ever had. So it's kind of like my first love, especially piano. But the older I grew, the more I also just realized that, like, it's really important to me. Even when I was burnt out, I would, like, listen to music to get through the day. But, you know, I also, like, play, like, instruments, and I sing, and I also song right now. and we're part of a band. Me and Adele are part of a band.
Yay!
We're called Forever Temporary. Mm-hmm. And we're actually going to be playing our first gig in about a month. So, yeah, I'm also, unfortunately, a theater kid.
I know.
My cool and nonchalant aura is gone. As if it wasn't gone by episode one. But, yeah. Odette?
Yeah, honestly, I've literally had, like, a connection to music since I was, like, a baby. I've just been singing since I can remember. I feel like it's such a big part of, like, my identity. And it's just, like, the one thing, like, no matter how stressed out I get about, like, whatever, I feel like singing always just, like, gives me a sense of, like, peace in mind. And it's also just, like, therapy for me. And I also played piano. But I feel like I don't have as much of a connection to, like, piano as I do when I sing. And yes, I'm also a theater kid.
She's a great singer.
Yeah, I had to expose myself there. I did, like, theater, like, all throughout high school, so that was pretty fun for me. But yeah, I feel like music is also just, like, anytime I've had, like, an identity crisis, it's just, like, pulled through. Like, the first time I listened to, like, Girls by Girl in Red, I was like, oh, okay, so this song is about me. This song's about me. That was, like, my gay awakening, but yeah.
Yeah, so for me, my interest in music, this is going to sound so pretentious, but I am not trying to brag. This is just my first memory of me singing. Yeah, so I was singing that the Little Mermaid vocalization, and my mom was shocked because she thought the TV was on, but it was just me.
Whoa, she's so cool and nonchalant.
So nonchalant.
So nonchalant.
I said this is not bragging. It's just my personal story, but I've been singing and songwriting since I was, like, six. I literally found my, like, diary, which has, like, seashells on it. It's so cute. But yeah, last summer I got back into songwriting, and currently I have like 40 pages full of songs.
Oh my god.
46.
That's insane.
That's the unfinished ones. Wow. The finished ones are even longer. So I really love songwriting, getting out my expressions and everything through songs, working through my stuff through lyrics. And I also play guitar and piano, one day to drums, and I've also
we are
done
all
music production.
Going to play drums because we don't have a drummer for our if you're listening to this and you're a drummer, hit me up. And I and like
we've been looking for a drummer.
We've been looking for a drummer forever because the last one,
you don't know the things Liesl have went through looking for a drummer.
You
for
do not.
Band.
I literally had to sort through the TMU 2028 account just look for like the little description of like, oh yeah,
I'm a
I witnessed it.
I'm a drummer.
She's debasing herself for the band, so please somebody join in, please.
Yeah,
somebody
please
save her.
We will feed you.
Basically we're all really cool and swag and we all know how to play music.
Like it's
well
such a
I don't
cool
know
band.
How to play music but we all love music.
We all
that's
love
we
all,
nice.
We Sarang Heyo music BTS
wee.
Now that we've discussed the peaceful part of music, one thing that definitely brought me, Oden, Amna together was that we like to argue and we have a lot of opinions. Like we're very opinionated girlies.
Opinionated.
Yes. Opinionated girlies. Mm-hmm. So today, for a fun little segment, we're all going to bring out a controversial music opinion and discuss it. Because why not? So does anyone want to start?
Liesl, Cho, you're the host. Come on.
Oh, okay. They're just bullying us to start.
Okay, maybe Liesl start.
Liesl does not want to start.
Liesl does... Okay, well, my opinions aren't that controversial.
Just say
but
it
they
anyway.
Are opinions. I have three.
Yeah.
Do say it.
My first opinion is that I think Tyler, the creator, has earned a spot in being the top three rap goats. Okay, he's top three in rap right now.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people are going to disagree with me unless you're like a Drake fan.
Yeah.
And you're like,
Drizzy, my Drizzy, my king.
Oh my God.
My Juan Delilah. London. You back in Toronto City.
Stop.
Say Drake. I hear you like him young. Like, okay, honestly, I know we're already getting off topic, but like, how do you even recover from that as Drake?
He's already recovering.
He's
too big to fail.
He's literally suing.
His public image is
suing.
Like is like not great, but his album is still doing pretty well. Like his songs are still doing well.
Oh really?
Well. I think he's just,
it's just
like
his
too
public
big,
image.
Like,
everyone's like c***ing on him.
I'm not a Drake fan, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not
I
a
don't
Drake
like
fan.
Drake, but like, I do listen.
Who even likes Drake?
Who listens to him even without
like
the image?
I listen to Drake.
No, okay.
I think Drake's music is cool, but
really,
like it's mid, but it's good.
Yeah,
like some he's songs, like, it's good. If you like, shut off your brain, listen to it.
I was gonna say something actually controversial. I was gonna say like he's like the Taylor Swift.
I mean, you're not wrong.
He's too big to fail. No, I wouldn't
know. Any song he releases.
No, I know. I'm just joking. I don't actually think that because Taylor actually has substance.
Drake's Taylor's image, I don't think it can be ruined the way that Drake's is. At least image-wise. I don't know.
I've never really seen it. But she's just like...
It would take too much.
Yeah,
like, it would take a lot more
because like the way that Kendrick is dismantling and destroying
this man, that's crazy.
It's actually insane.
He's like a little devil. It's like a little...
Plus Taylor's like friends with Kendrick. She loves that man.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. Okay, second opinion.
My second opinion is... I don't think Beyonce should win for that album.
Oh my God! I thought I was gonna say the same thing.
I can't say.
I was gonna say the 2025 Grammys
for "Hit Me Hard and Soft."
Yes. No, I think Chapel should have won. I love my girl.
Oh my
Chapel.
God,
Chapel
is so good.
Okay, I love Chapel's too, but I feel like it was more. I don't know. I feel like it was like a compilation album. You know.
No,
I don't know.
But it's like my I'm also kind of biased because genuinely that's one of my favorite albums of all time. Like every,
it's also one of my favorite albums of all time. But just for this time, I think Billy should have won.
And oh, I 100%
agree. Beyonce should have won a Grammy, but not for this album. And I think they just gave it to her for like consolation. She's like, oh, it's been long overdue, and we're just like, oh yeah. I guess.
Thanks, Academy.
I don't know because I haven't listened to it, so I don't want to say anything. Yeah. I will say Chapel's album
was one of the ones I was rooting for. I was rooting for Chapel's, Sabrina's, Charlie's,
not
and
really
Billy's.
I was not rooting for Charlie's. I can't lie.
Oh,
I love Brad.
What's wrong?
I wasn't.
In my mind, in my mind, the two albums that should have won was either Billy's or Charlie's. Because I really love those.
It was
two.
A toss up between Billy, Charlie, and Chapel.
And Chapel, yeah.
I think Billy should have won. I personally like resonated so much with that album.
Yeah, album is so good.
It was so good, and the fact that it didn't get any, I was shocked.
Oh, poor girl.
The fact that it didn't get anything.
Yeah,
she was robbed.
No, she was robbed, bro.
Okay, third one. My third opinion. Okay. Well, it's not really controversial. It's just an opinion. But it's like, I think albums are better when they are a cohesive narrative. Like, when they tell a story from start to end. Mm-hmm. Because if not, then it's just a compilation album. And there's nothing wrong with compilation albums. I just feel like if you're making an album, you might as well make it flow, like, better. And it flows better when there's a narrative. Like, I really like Tyler's albums because they always tell a story. They always have a narrative. And I just feel like you can immerse yourself better when there is a narrative. And I feel like you guys like Taylor. Taylor always, like, tells stories in her albums, right? There's always a story, like,
BTS.
From start to end. So it is, but BTS tells stories in their albums, too. And they always have, like, MVs that go with it, like, theories.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love
feel like
that.
It's really fun when the fans, can put them together and make, like, little theories and everything and, like, make out the story. I feel like it's more relatable for us, too, rather than just, like, a bunch of songs put together and then call it an album, which is fine too, but like I prefer when it's like a narrative.
Honestly, it feels like a playlist otherwise.
It feels more like an EP, like a mixtape. Like I just like put these together.
I do think that this is another sidetrack, but I do think that like genuinely though BTS music is really good. At least
this is not even a controversial opinion. Like this is
imagining them about the most like famous boy band.
I think BTS is underrated. Not because like not as in they're not popular enough. I feel like they're not respected enough when it comes to making
music. Literally,
because they're really, really good. Like BTS is actually good. Their music has substance.
They're the goats.
They write their own lyrics, they produce their own songs.
And they do like every genre and they do it well.
Yes, and it's so good. And I think that people just don't respect them enough. They're underrated in that sense, as if people don't respect the quality of their music.
Yeah. So Amna's next.
Me? Okay.
Oh, I'm excited for this one. I've been waiting.
Okay. Now, keep in mind, this does not apply to all music artists of this generation. However, a lot of musical artists have just forgotten what lyrics are. And I mean that as in it's either too pretentious and it's too focused on the lyrics, or it is the worst lyrics I have ever said. Now, there are exceptions. I love Olivia's music.
Yes.
Okay. I love Chapo's music.
Yes.
And
yes,
I'm going to stop there because I'm not listing anybody I don't like.
Ooh.
But list it. That's the whole point.
No. And and by the way, I'm not counting people like Taylor and stuff because that's not really part of this generation. So I'm not counting people like that.
Yeah.
But genuinely, when I listen to stuff like that, it's either the most pretentious I've heard and it's so bad. And in the background, there is no instrument. There are no instruments. And what happened to making orchestral sad songs? Now it's just like now it's just flipping acoustic songs and then it's just like some random lyrics thrown together, or it's ABCD by Gayle.
I hate that song. I hate that song so much. I have no idea why it was nominated for anything.
I want you to go into it because I know what one of them will be.
Maybe it's Phoebe. I would like actually clock.
No, I don't think it's Phoebe. Okay, she's gotten better. But Sabrina.
Actually, my controversial music opinion was going to be about Sabrina.
Yeah.
Okay, say it.
No, I just think her music is like boiled white chicken.
Like
dried bread. I don't think there's any substance to it. Okay, I think some of her songs are good, but I think as an artist, like, she has some, like, fun beats and stuff, but that's not from her, you know? That's, like, from the producer and whatever. I just think, like, her music lacks originality, and whatever you get from Sabrina's music, you can get from any other artist.
I think that's... Okay.
That's how I feel about Taylor.
I
disagree. I think Sabrina's music is really fun.
Exactly. I think that she's a really good
wordplay. She's doing something new, as in she's really... She's fun. Like, she's quirky with it. She's fun with it. Like, she says stuff in her lyrics other artists wouldn't.
Exactly.
Like, the sexual innuendos. But she makes it fun.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel like it's just for the male gaze, because there's so many other artists where they do sexualize it, but it does, like, I feel like it's not for the male gaze, like, at all.
I really love. I would say I half agree, half disagree. Thing is, Sabrina writes really well about fun stuff, but when you get to the deeper parts, like sadness and stuff, it doesn't work. I listen to Emails I Can't Send. I do like some songs on there.
God, I love Emails.
But all of the songs, some of them just don't hit deep. I think what she really shines at is stuff like this.
Yeah.
And I'm also wondering, listen, like, Juno and everything are great, but stuff like Please, Please, Please and Taste, if you separate the visuals from that, can it stand up on its own? Like, can it really stand up on its own?
I don't,
you know?
Yeah, I honestly don't really like Taste as much as her.
Like, the three singles, maybe Espresso's nice, but Taste and Please, 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 I don't, and a lot of the songs from that album, I don't think can stand on their own. My favorites would probably just be, like, Juno, Bedcam, and Espresso, because they can stand on
And Good Graces. And Good Graces.
I love Good Graces. Slim Pickings. I would pick Slim Pickings over Good Graces.
As an album.
I don't like Slim Pickings as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not a country girl.
Awkward. No, I just think, like, as an album, when I'm listening to it, there's not anything, like, memorable that I'm getting from it. And, like, there's just a lot of songs that I kind of just, you know.
She's gotten better. I would say that, again, she's gotten better, but Gracie as well. Listen, Gracie.
Oh, my God, I agree.
Gracie, I'm so sorry. Except for, like, the newest album, the rest of it is so copycat Taylor. And the new one is also so Taylor-inspired. Thing is, when people call Olivia Taylor's daughter, I kind of get that, but it's also like
Olivia's Avril's daughter.
No, Olivia, she's inspired by, like, the diaristic confessional writing of Taylor, but she has her own style. She has her own style, and she has something different. Gracie has fun stuff, but I'm like, if you said that Taylor wrote this, I'd be like, yeah, but she's kind of fell off, I guess.
I think Gracie Abrams is mid.
She's so mid.
I think she's mid.
She doesn't have a strong identity, which kind of pisses me off.
I feel like she's just kind of basic. You know,
okay, she's hot though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't disagree with that.
Have you heard the Whisper allegations? You know that she whispers all her songs. What was really funny is that she beat them, right? So she belted it out. The next day, she had to cancel her shows because she got like a voice injury. Can you really belt the songs then? Like, you can't. Belt
Wait,
the
that's
songs.
Actually
that is so
really funny.
You were not beating the allegations. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but no, I agree. Cause, like, I mean, I know that I.
like, I know that branding isn't supposed to be a big part, but I do think that because branding is so tied with an artist's identity and what they want to show a lot of the times, it's like, I just feel like her identity just isn't, like, strong enough. And I feel like a lot of other artists, like, that's what makes them stand out for me. Like, Charlie is, like, she shows herself in, like, her music. It's like,
yeah, like, the party girl. Yeah.
And then Sabrina's, like, you know, like,
Diva.
Oh, I will say, Sabrina does a really good job with her branding. I will say that.
And the old Hollywood thing.
Yeah.
And I just, yeah, I agree. I don't, when I think of Gracie, I don't know what her brand is.
Her brand is kind of, okay, like, back in the day, I personally don't think Taylor has any kind of, like, branding. She just has, like, good music, like, at least in my opinion. Gracie seems like she's trying to capitalize off of that, because she's not Taylor, she doesn't have that fan base. It doesn't work. It's very vague.
Yeah. So I guess from my opinion, I honestly think that I mean, you guys probably, I don't know if you guys agree, but I think that a lot of, like, subcultures, like, when it comes to specifically, like, rock music, like emo, you know, metal, blah, blah, I think they're kind of pretentious in the sense that it's not about, like, the genre, but I hate, like, a lot of it, a lot of people use it as an excuse to be like, I'm so different.
Oh, like, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
You screamo punk, shoegaze.
Do you want people to listen to your music or not? Like, I understand that there's different genres, and that's cool to be like, you know, to, like, no, but there are so many people out there who are like, you know, like, you're not, like, a real goth. You're not, like, a real emo. Like, yeah, if you listen to emo music or if you listen to whatever music, then yeah. And honestly, I feel like a lot of them are just white people who don't have enough culture, so they need to invent subcultures.
No. I feel like they make it their whole personality. Right. Yeah. And it's very, like, that's just your whole life. Like, every aspect about you that music genre.
Yeah, like, you can't just be like, I'm so oppressed because I'm a white girl from Nashville who listens to emo music. Like,
girl?
Some music genres are just bad. EDM, bad. Scream punk?
Okay, EDM is not bad. EDM is not bad.
EDM is
I don't like EDM. I don't like EDM.
EDM is not bad. I think EDM was very good in its prime. I was an EDM fan
went to a club
in 2016, and Faded was my favorite song. That was all of us. And I was an Alan Walker fan, and I listened to everyone of his music. And I listened to Calvin Harris, and I love, like,
when I'm
in the summer. Screamo punk scares me.
When you said Calvin Harris, I immediately knew.
Since we don't have a lot of time, it's just rapid fire now. Okay. I didn't want to say anything.
Okay, when I went to a club, I heard, like, EDM, like, Espresso, and I was like, this is just not the vibe. I mean, it could also be the song, but I was really just like, I'm dipping. Like, this is just not enjoyable.
Men shouldn't be pop stars.
Taylor.
Men
should not be pop stars. Okay. They have no personality.
Harry Styles, I hate you.
Oh.
Can anybody do what Sabrina's doing, Olivia's doing, Billie's doing?
I think that Harry Styles and Benson Boone are trying to profit off, like, being, like, you know, appealing to the LGBT community while not actually being LGBT. And also, just, like, yeah.
I will say frat boy Harry, though. Anyways. I'm saying this as a lesbian.
This is the funniest part.
I think he's kind of cute. Like, frat boy Harry is kind of cute. Anyways.
Okay, guys. So what do we learn about each other in this episode? Do we hate each other now? Like, our friendship's broken.
I don't, but Odette?
No, I know. I'm just, I did learn today that apparently you guys don't like Gracie Abrams' music.
I don't not like her. I don't have emotions, opinions.
I'm sorry.
Nonchalant.
Yeah.
I just don't feel anything.
Everyone's opinion is, you know, their own opinion. I just personally, like, really connected to her music. But again, that's everybody. Like, I do understand the stuff that you mentioned. Like, it does make sense, but I don't know. I really like her music.
What about you guys?
I learned that, well, honestly, with you guys, I already kind of, like, knew. I don't know. I think it's because we've discussed this before also.
I guess we just agree on a lot of stuff. Like,
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, it is reaching the end of the episode, and we do have to say goodbye. Oden, Amna, what else do you have to say to our guests before you never see them again?
No.
Miss me. That was so cringe. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, okay. I guess.
Love you.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Music rocks.
Thank you for listening to my opinion.
Music rocks.
Listen to more music.
Hope you guys don't hate me after this,
bye
Sabrina
guys.
Fans.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.